I'd like to welcome someone that I've been wanting to speak to for some time, and Datuk Azman Ismail, MD of PLUS Malaysia Berhad. I'd like to welcome you to this interview. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you, George. Thank you for, you know, for also inviting me to have this conversation with yourself.
Yeah, I feel very honored that you're joining me. Thank you. So this has been an interesting time, to say the least, and we don't know how long it's going to go on for. And so this has put organizations and leaders under pressures and situations that there's no textbook on how to deal with. So I'd just like to ask you a few questions so that you can share your learning with leaders in Malaysia, and I know it's in other countries of the world. Now, I'll say one thing. I haven't been outside of my home since March 18, so I don't know how many cars are on the roads, because the volume of traffic obviously has an impact on PLUS. So can I ask you, what impact has COVID had on PLUS Malaysia in general terms?
Okay, so Josh, so thank you for the question. Perhaps let me start by saying, you know, when the government announced the MCO, that midpoint in March, and it started off on the 18th of March. So clearly, in fact, a week before that, as an organization, I was already preparing the organization for a work from home arrangement, and we were even thinking about team A, team B kind of arrangement. But that's just for the people in the office. But when the MCO was announced and people beginning to understand about what the COVID-19 is all about, how risky it is, how infectious it is, how fast it can spread, so there were a lot of concern coming out from our own staff pertaining to whether is it safe for me to go to work, whether can I continue to stay at home, and so on. So there was a lot of assurance that we now need to provide. So not just about assurance, also about how do we demonstrate to our staff that we have given all necessary measure for us to be able to give them the comfort that if they come to work with all the information, that's knowledge that's available out there in consultation with MOH, Ministry of Health, and also getting information from the internet, from the CDC of the United States. So we form a certain level of preparation that we need to do. One of the biggest challenge that I face as respect to getting everyone working from home in this new unprecedented environment is about assurance to people on the ground about their safety, about their well-being, as well as, you know, that the company is taking care of them every step of the way. And that's quite important. Yes, if you ask about traffic volume and so on, yes, it has dwindled dramatically. But that's beside the point. The point is about the company needs to continue to run, because we are an important lifeline to the country, where we connect, you know, from north to south, right from the border of Thailand to the border of Singapore. So it is a lifeline of the country, and therefore essential goods still needs to be delivered to its destination from point A to point B. And that needs to, therefore, for goods to be delivered, the highway needs to be in operation. And for the highway to be in operation, our staff needs to be able to feel safe. So yes, early part of the journey was trying to make sure we have adequate level of hand sanitizer, adequate level of face masks, adequate level of gloves that's needed for us to. So we did a lot of emergency purchase, but we are quite glad that my team responded to it. And as the government called the national security, they set up the national security and they put national security in place. Immediately on the MCO day itself, I chaired my crisis management team, and we've been doing it on a daily basis without fail from 18th of March up to today. This morning we had our. And that gives comfort to everyone in the organization about the direct visibility and direct line of sight about the issues being faced on the ground. So issues faced on the ground, decisions are being made on a daily basis, and give them the comfort. And that decision is now relayed down to the people, to the troops on the ground about how they should react and so on and so forth. So that's the kind of assurance. It's all about demonstrating care, empathy, And one other element that what we also did was the fact that because of the MCO, we also hear the grasses coming from the ground. The scent, yeah, while we work, we thank you, company, for giving us all the PPE that's necessary to work. But when we are on the ground, we find difficulty to get food because the restaurants are closed and so on and so forth. So we responded by saying, all right, during the MCO period, the company will provide them meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we arrange from our, we search in the vicinity wherever they operate a trusted food provider, and we did a contract to say, like, please provide to our people at the office premises or at the toll plaza food for them to eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Wow. So that's what we've been doing, and we've been doing it ever since, for as long as MCO is. So this is the assurance about, you know, how far we go to demonstrate well-being and taking care of you every step of the way. Because in response, we want them to basically serve the customer, whoever the customer that has been permitted by the government to travel